This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we looking at with the grains here on Friday morning?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a mixed trade today, actually. We've got the corn market trading 1-2 cents higher. Beans are giving back a small portion of yesterday's strong rally, down 5 to 6 cents. Meal continues to be under pressure, down $2. A little bit of profit taken in the bean oil today as well. Wheat is also down a couple cents. In general, Mark, a little bit of rebalancing. Maybe we've got the big November WASDE report being released here in a couple hours, and this will be the last revision traditionally of the balance sheet for this calendar year, and then we'll get the one in January. So this one tends to have a little bit of excitement to it, so a little bit of pre-positioning for it.
And based on that pre-positioning, can we take anything away from that on what we might expect to see in the report, something that the trade kind of feels like the direction it's heading?
Well, right now, I mean, you did see a pretty good run of the beans yesterday. I think some of that is the bean oil market chasing palm oil. Palm oil is going up due to tight supplies in Malaysia. Bean oil is chasing it. But you might have seen a little bit of strength in the beans due to the fact that the trade is looking for the bean crop to get a little bit smaller. They are looking for the bean yield to be reduced. That think in that latter part of August into September, trying to took maybe the top end off of that bean crop. So you might have seen some fresh buying in anticipation of bullish report there. On the corn side of the equation, they're not looking for any adjustments in the yield. We are looking for demand to increase to the corn a little bit, so the carryout is anticipated to drop in the corn as well.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 1 3/4 at 4.29 1/4. January soybeans down 6 3/4 at 10.19 1/2. December soybean meal down 2.20 at 2.96.30. December soybean oil down 27 cents at 48.05. Chicago wheat up 0.5 cent at 5.72 even. Minneapolis wheat down 2 1/4 at $6.25. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2 1/2 at 5.66 1/2. December oats down 20 even at 3.63 1/4. On the Merck, December live cattle down $1.92 at 183.90. November feeder cattle down 2.65 at 2.45 even. December lean hogs down 82 cents at 80.37. Class 3 milk is down a penny at 2012. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.